This is the Banner of Truth broadcast. Pastor Hans Overdoen speaking on this program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Greetings to you. The text for this message is Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let us consider this God-inspired proverb under the theme, a parenting principle that is pointed and promising. A parenting principle that is pointed and promising. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is clear that here we have a parenting principle that is a rule for parents to follow. With the gift of children, God gives the responsibility to us as parents to instruct, guide, nurture our children in accordance with His word and will. We live in times when the stress is more on parents just caring for their children, providing for them what they need and even what they want, but not training them. No. Training your children today, in whatever direction, is considered by some violating the children's rights. The biblical teaching that parents are given an authoritative role to guide and lead their children in one certain direction is considered unacceptable and even abusive by some. What are the sad results? Children grow up as unruly, spoiled brats. Parents get stressed out beyond words. Even worse, children grow up not knowing the fear of the Lord and the salvation of God. Our text gives a parenting principle for all generations, which we ignore to our peril. The proverb also suggests, the sooner this parenting principle is followed, the better. When children are young, they are so impressionable. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. We have looked at the parenting principle. Notice next, it is a principle that is pointed. It is pointed in the sense that the text says, train up a child in the way that he should go, not in the way that he would go. When this proverb speaks about being trained in the way that we should go, the meaning is primarily being trained in the ways of the Lord. The reality is, by nature, none of us go in the way that we should. No, ever since the fall of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, all of us now are conceived and born in sin. And we come into this world with guilty and depraved hearts, bent on rebelling against God, and a self-love that won't stand for anyone blocking our way and will. How quickly this sinful, depraved nature of ours, left to ourselves, shows itself also in the lives of our children, even when only months old. How important that we realize our children are born as sinners, and that they are capable of any and all evil left to themselves. Let no one think that can't be true of your children or my children. It is true of us all that by nature left to ourselves, we are prone to hate God and our neighbor. Our text is pointed, for it tells us, even as we are born, we need to be turned around from the direction we would go by nature, and we need to be guided, trained up, led in another way, God's way. Our text does not leave it as an open question which way our children should be trained. No, there's only one right way to train up our children, and that is in the way of the Word of God. The book of Proverbs mentions often that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There is only one name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Neither is there salvation in any other. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by Him. The way our children should go is the way of faith, repentance, and obedience before God the Savior. And that is what we must train up our children in, insistently, consistently, and persistently. We must hold before our children from their earliest days on the main issue in all our journey of life, namely, being born again and belonging to Jesus Christ the Savior, and what that means. This is your and my solemn calling as parents with our children. Train them up in the way that they should go. There's so much that could be said here about this pointed training in God's ways. But let me mention five specifics about Christian parenting in line with Proverbs 22, verse 6. One is, take care that your training in God's ways be in an overall loving and tender manner. When children don't go the way they should go, but the way they would go, it is so easy to respond in harshness and anger. But it is so true what J.C. Ryle wrote long time ago in his excellent booklet entitled Duties of Parents, and I quote, "Anger and harshness may frighten, but they will not persuade the child that you are right. And if he sees you often out of temper, he will soon cease to have his or her respect. Try hard to keep a hold on your child's affections. It's a dangerous thing to make your children afraid of you." End of quote. Good counsel, wouldn't you agree? Saying that, dear parents, doesn't mean you never should discipline your children when needed. The book of Proverbs wisely recommends the rod be used sometimes when necessary, but then never in emotional reactionary anger, but in loving discipline. Next time you use discipline of sorts, ask yourself, am I doing this now especially to shepherd my son or daughter's heart and mind for God and good? Or am I doing this to vent my frustration and anger at being disobeyed? The children know very well the difference. Be loving with your training in God's way. A second specific, be honest in your training of the children in the way they should go. Let them see that as you would teach them in the way of the Lord, you yourself seek and aim to go in that same way. If your children don't see you really needing the Savior and pleading for His grace and mercy, and don't see you living by God's Word, if they don't see in your life what you insist for their life, you can do more damage than good in their upbringing. With a Christian upbringing, you don't only teach your children to depend on Jesus the Savior and follow Him as Lord, but you show that and seek to model it really and clearly, humbly and honestly. Again, the children can see so well, in spite of many faults and shortcomings, whether you are honest or not. Be honest in your training in God's ways. A third specific, be discerning. That is, be aware of and wise about the children's character and age. And don't forget that each child, though so alike, is still so different. And realize something of the world our children live in. Be discerning in the upbringing of the children in God's ways, realizing their different temperaments, the temptations they face, their personal strengths and weaknesses. For example, just because one of the older children really took to music lessons doesn't mean the next child will too. Respect the differences in children and parent them according to their makeup, being diligent to have them grasp the truth and follow it. We are called by God to train up our children in the way they should go, lovingly, honestly, and discerningly. What a great responsibility parenting, Christian parenting, is. This leads to the next specific point. Be prayerful, too, in the upbringing of your children in the way that they should go. Unless the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Without His blessings, our best endeavors in the raising of our children in God's ways will do no good. But when we parent, according to Proverbs 22, verse 6, prayerfully, asking repeatedly for God's Spirit to bless our children and their Christian upbringing, may we not be hopeful for the temporal and eternal well-being of our children? As we shall see, our text surely suggests we may. Parents, do you intercede for each of your children by name on a regular basis? Do you train them knowing God must open their hearts to the truth of His Word? And do you plead then His covenant promises and faithfulness for Jesus' sake? Those who take Proverbs 22:6 seriously will be prayerful parents, and it's the prayerful parents who will see the truth of our text time and time again. In that light, let me give one more specific point in connection with raising our children in the way of our text, and that is, be positive in your upbringing. how much good it does when children are raised in a positive Christian atmosphere rather than a negative context. What I mean is, we should bring across to our children the best and most blessed life here and now is a life converted to God and in communion with God and in service to God, whereas a life apart from God is empty and miserable. Oh, let us so teach and train our children, yes, lovingly so, honestly so, discerningly so, prayerfully so, and positively so. To encourage us further in this way of Christian parenting, we need to notice yet the last part of the text. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Here we see our text indeed gives a parenting principle that is pointed not only, but also promising. The last part of the text strongly suggests that God blesses godly Christian upbringing. This is a divinely inspired observation on life that the wise man made, seeing what he saw. It gives real encouragement to do our very utmost in training up our children in the way that they should go. Here, though, we do need to make a few comments. It is important that no one read our text like an automatic, logical equation. Parents doing their best equals children being blessed. No. While God uses Christian upbringing as a means for the earthly and eternal good of our children, never are any of our children saved because of their good upbringing. It is only always God's grace when our children are saved and live in God's ways and service. To see our text simply as a logical equation is not to realize the miracle of grace in the salvation of anyone, and to fail to see the sinfulness in even the best of Christian parents, and what is always the wonder of God's covenant mercy and love. The promising note of our text should be convicting to parents who are unfaithful and uncaring in the godly training of their children. How much you will have to answer for if you will not take seriously your parental responsibility, especially of God's covenant seed. Could it be that there is a parent listening now who also once brought his children to be baptized, or her child to be baptized, and promised to do your utmost to raise them in God's ways, but you have not been keeping that promise, and even now still you are living the lie before God and your children? If you have been unfaithful till now, let this message bring you in repentance and faith before God, for his forgiveness and renewal in his ways. Don't continue in evil, careless parenting, but beginning today, let there be a radical change for good in your life, now especially as father and mother. Our text should also be convicting to those who were raised in a Christian home, but have turned away from the truth and gone into the ways of the world. How much you have to answer for turning away from God and his gospel, not only, but breaking your parents' heart too, by your stubborn, sinful ways. How terrible, too, if you should die in your sins and rebellion against God and his gospel and your Christian upbringing. Will someone listening so perish in the way? No, but turn from your evil ways and call upon God, and know that even so, for you too, there is forgiveness and renewal with God completely, even as you repent and believe in him. Today is a day of salvation. Harden not your heart through the deceitfulness of sin any longer. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. This parenting principle that is pointed and promising, you won't ignore it, will you? Amen. The message you have just heard is available in printed form. Write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 2044, Sumas, Washington, 98295-2044. Canadian listeners, please write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carleton Street, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6E3. Thank you for listening.